I can't believe I'm here. It seems like September 24th makes this the longest season known to mankind. You know, if you play any time into March, Big Ten tournament, we're borderlining a six-month season now, and that concerns me a little bit. It concerns me about where we're going and what we're doing in our own profession, but we're aware of the expectations and what they are, and you know, I think we've been here once or twice before in some publications, but it's not the norm. But our goals have always been to win championships. Our goals have always been to get better each and every game. Our goals have, I don't think, ever been to win 40 games or something like that. And I only say that because that's why we schedule like we schedule. What happens in October, November, December matters to me, and only from the standpoint of us learning, you know, what we got to do with our team. I said it a million times. It started with John Chaney explaining to me that if you play good people, you figure out if you're not very good. You figure out if you are very good. You figure out what you want and what you don't want. And players kind of understand where they are. And I still think it's good. The biting off of the big schedule, like we've done many a years, gets compounded because it's all within 25, 6, 7 days. And with some decent travel and some very, very good teams. And ironically, everybody hears of the Dukes and the Kansases and the Kentuckys and the Carolinas, but you know, Seton Hall still could be, when I read some of the magazines I've read and have 8 out of 9 starters and all that, and I know how well coached they are. So we got our hands full with our schedule. As far as the team goes, you know, we're fortunate enough to have 3 starters back, but this kind of perception like we didn't lose anybody is not there either. I mean, we lost 30 points and 15 rebounds out of those 3 guys and an incredible amount of experience. You know, Nick started for 2.5 years till he got hurt. McQuaid might have had his best game in the opening game of his freshman year and then injuries, but he's had very much experience, and Kenny Goins kind of grew within the system. And each one of them brought something to the table. So, you know, I was concerned about losing those, but with Cassius Xavier and Aaron Henry back, and a guy like Kyle Arns, who's had a great summer once he got healthy, I think we got enough experience back. We have to replace the 3 players, but I think we're going to be able to do that with the Kithiers, the Gabe Browns, and the Marcus Binghams. And then we got to see what our freshmen do, you know, and whether those guys can step up early. I think they'll have a lot to do. The negative is they're going to step up in some of the biggest games of the year, and how they handle that, and whether it be Madison Square Garden, whether it be a home night with Duke, whether it be in Maui, or whether it be on the road in a tough non-conference game, only time will tell. I think the other big key for us is, where's Josh Langford? He started practicing full go a couple weeks ago, which means you have contact, cutting, jumping, doing all the things you got to do. And, you know, he's been good, but nowhere near where he was when he ended his part of his career here last year when he got hurt. And I think he'll be a big key because he's a two-way player that can play offense and play defense. He was playing some of his best basketball before he went down. We all know he's missed 6 or 7 months. I don't think we're going to see the real Josh Langford in October, November, maybe even December. But I think as he grows, he'll get better and better, and that'll be critical. People have asked me about Joey Hauser. You know, there was a petition sent in, as there is for every kid who transfers. We knew when we got him that there was probably slim chance of him being eligible. He knew that when he transferred. We knew that when he transferred. We're still awaiting some decisions on it, but as I've said before, I think that is a long shot, and I just stick to that until I know for sure.